All right, thank you, councillors, staff. Welcome all to this Yarralla Shire Council meeting on the 28th of March 2023. It is now 4 p.m. The prayer, Almighty God, we humbly ask you to grant your blessing upon this council, direct and prosper our deliberations to the advancement of your glory and the true welfare of the people of our Shire and Australia. Amen. In recognition of traditional custodians, Yarralla Shire Council recognises the traditional custodians of this land on which we meet and acknowledge Aboriginal elders past, present and emerging, and we extend our respect to other Aboriginal Australians who may be present at the meeting today. This meeting is being taped, and I need to inform people that audio recorded and the recordings of the non-confidential parts of the meeting will be made available on the internet. No other persons are permitted to record the meeting unless specifically authorised by council to do so. The second part is persons attending the meeting should refrain from making defamatory statements, and I would ask that all mobile phones be turned off. We have an apology from Councillor O'Connor due to ill health. Councillor Doran is on her way, so I won't list her as an apology. I just assume that she'll be a few minutes late and we'll note accordingly. So can I have somebody move Councillor O'Connor? Thank you, Councillor Bow. Seconded, Councillor Burrows. All those in favour? Thank you very much. We have no disclosures or declaration of interest. Thank you. If something comes up during the meeting, please advise. If we go to item 7, confirmation of the minutes held 28th of February 2023 ordinary meeting. Have I got somebody happy to move those before we then open it for discussion? Councillor Petroff, is there any discussion of those minutes?
Just a quick one, Mr. Mayor. I refer to point 15.1, resolution 280223, which referred to the advertisement of a full-time, part-time, qualified or partly qualified building person. Could I ask on the progress toward that, because I cannot find an advertisement for the position anywhere on the council's website or anywhere else.
Okay, thank you. We'll deal with the minutes now. We will deal with the resolution action when we get to it, because there's an expanded view of where that's up to. So
thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other questions before I look for a seconder? Somebody happy to second the minutes? Is it correct, true and correct record? Thank you, Councillor Burrows. All those in favour, say aye. I'll now move to the confirmation of the minutes for the extraordinary meeting held on the 14th of March 2023. I've got somebody prepared to move them so we can discuss it. Thank you, Councillor McMullen. Is there any issue coming out or arise that they're not true and correct? Otherwise, I'll look for a seconder. Seconder, please. Councillor Crouch, all those in favour, say aye. Unanimous, thank you. We have no urgent supplementary or late items. Yeah. General Manager. Written reports from delegates. Councillors, item 9.1, that I'll move that the council receives the Mayor's Delegates Activity Report for February 2023. Are there any questions before I look for a seconder? No questions. A seconder, please. Councillor Bow. All those in favour? Thank you. Nobody wishing to address the public meeting? No. The second mayoral minute relates to NBN Co upgrade project for Kentucky. I'll look to move that. Is there a seconder for that? Or is there questions? Councillor Petroff, is there questions that come out of that? Obviously, we'll be looking for them to come and address council when an appropriate time. Any questions, councillors? I'll look to put that motion. All those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. Item 11.2, the delegation to waive fees. Councillors, you'll note that there's been an alteration in the recommendation from the word to the mayor on concurrence. There was discussion from Councillor Crouch about having the monthly report. I'll look for somebody to either put the recommendation or put an alternate recommendation, or so we can discuss it. Councillor Crouch.
Mr. Mayor, I would prefer to see a report to council after the exercise of the delegations, primarily because these are small issues within our community that can blow up very quickly. Someone paid, or someone didn't have to pay, and I did. And councillors need to be in a position to debate that when it comes up. So I'd propose, I would propose that the last sentence read, exercise of this delegation is to be reported to the next ordinary meeting of council and in the council annual report. I don't see it onerous to provide that report to council.
Thank you. I'll accept that alteration of the recommendation. It's my motion, so I'll ask Councillor Crouch to second it. As it's written, any further discussion before I put the motion?
I do.
Councillor Toomey.
I know this has come about, Mr. Mayor, because of the removal of some wording in our fees and charges that used to remove the fees being applicable for the higher sporting fields to our community schools. So I just want to make sure that if we can just ask that the general manager return those words to the fees and charges so that we don't have it exercised in that context, because I don't feel that's, I don't want that sort of level of granular reporting all the time. That's, to me, is something we'd always intended to be. They are our community assets for our schools to use. So I'd like that sort of thing returned to the reporting. And this should be, I think it is really critical, and I really endorse what Councillor Crouch has put forward, because if someone, I also think if someone is denied the amount, I'd like that to be reported to council too. That's as tricky as the yes. So we need to understand when this delegation is being used either way. So I'd just like to be really clear about that in my view on this, and that those words are returned to our fees and charges. Could the general manager give us some advice about whether that's possible, please, Mr. Mayor?
I can deal with the fees and charges. You'll note that I've sent in a number of items to the general manager, and that wording was included in the item that I've copied all the councillors into. So it is my intention that that be added back into the fees and charges, because I appreciate that we're better to have it sorted out before we go through the process. So having said that, I'm looking to put the motion. All those in favour?
My other question was about also whether the refusal to a grant was could be advised to councillors as much as the approval, please.
I think that needs to be a matter for the general manager to decide, given that if people then want to raise issues with councillors, then we can go back and disguise it. But I mean, every time you get somebody gets a dog impounded and they're not allowed the fees back, do we want them coming back to council? I'm not sure. So I guess we just need to monitor, because we haven't had this discretion for a period of time. My view is that we need to put it back there so that there's some availability rather than having to go through minor items, but we do need to manage it. But as I say, I would have thought that the general manager should have some discretion in that space.
I support the discretion. I just want the reporting about how it is used and when it is declined, because that's when we, as councillors, need to have the context so we can support the general manager's decision. That's all I'm looking for. We can't support in a vacuum. So I'm just looking for some comfort around that. Is there any way we can have a report that includes that? I can't imagine it's going to be very often, particularly if we've removed the fees and charges application for our community. We're now talking about a very small number of instances, surely. I mean, how many times do you get asked to waive it now? I mean, it's very rare.
I would suggest that while this one relates to the sporting fields, probably the most common discussions around animal, dog impoundings and animal impoundings and the like. So that's the more frequent one. But I'll ask the General Manager to comment. Thanks, General.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, look, thank you for the question. In some ways, these are not simple things and can get quite tricky. I'm really concerned that we end up allocating a disproportionate amount of time to this in terms of how we move forward. I think we might have to do a bit of let's see how it goes, and if it becomes problematic, we can obviously always review the decision, you know, ask you to review the decision of council. What we'll do also is just have a bit of a look at perhaps a more simpler process moving forward in terms of a donations policy, because effectively what you're doing is donating that fee waiver. Like, we're not collecting the fees that council has set out to collect. I would prefer to keep this as simple as what's on screen at the moment, but I think whenever something becomes tricky, of course there's that opportunity for me to bring it back to the chamber to get more assistance, to get more support from council. And as you know, we also have the opportunity to give you briefings and workshop through things before we work out the way ahead. So, Councillor Toomey, you might well be right. There may be more problems here than we're anticipating. I don't know yet. Definitely appreciate the intent of what other support might be needed here. And I guess the short answer is I don't know yet. I think the resolution that's proposed here, or the motion that's proposed here, will provide some assistance for short term, what are relatively small quantums but can be a big deal for the members of the community involved. I would like to think that with the experience that I bring to my role, I have the ability to exercise the judgment. The reporting helps with making, you know, every party knows it's going to be transparent, it's going to be in the annual report, and with this motion as worded now, it will have a report expressly to council. It could have the negative consequence in terms of all of a sudden everyone goes, oh, let's ask for a fee waiver. It may be, I don't know. So I'm not sure I've articulated that answer very well. But
I think maybe I'm just wanting to make sure, that, because to me, when you exercise the delegation, that's when you pay or not pay. Like, so I was just wanting to be sure, I don't need to change the wording, that those words will reflect, I paid these people, you know, Smith, Brown and Jones, and I declined five other people. I don't mind. I'm sure it will be one in a lot. I don't think this will happen very often at all. I do not see this as an onerous, but I just want to be really clear that we also then, if we want to understand the three who have had a refusal or a declination of that delegation, that we can understand that, because they are the ones who we will hear from or we will not understand what's going on. I'm simply trying to make sure we have the support for you by understanding the context of the no as much as the yes.
I think that, as you say, Councillor Toomey, the wording's okay, as long as we clearly understand that if there's a challenge issue, that we do need that report, whether that's confidential or not. So, yeah. All right. Thank you very much for that. I'll put the motion as I moved it. The seconder, Councillor Crouch. All those in favour? Thank you for that. Unanimous. Item 13, the Financial Advisory Committee minutes of the 21st of March 2023. The recommendation of the Financial Advisory Committee minutes of the 21st March 2023 meeting be adopted as a true and correct record, and the recommendations be endorsed. So, councillors, on page, get to the page 48, you'll notice that there were recommendations from that committee. So, while I'm looking for a mover, then discuss it. I'd like councillors to be clear of what we're endorsing. So, Councillor Burrows, you're happy to move it? Okay, any discussion?
Can you explain what you mean by that? We're adopting the minutes.
What I'm keen to, given that there are a number of councillors that weren't in attendance at this meeting, I'm keen for us to know that we're endorsing the recommendation that's printed on page 48 as part of adopting the minutes.
But a committee
makes recommendations, councillor.
Yeah,
that's why they're here.
So, the recommendations come to council. This is not the recommendations coming to council. This is the minutes being adopted.
That's right. And that, but out of that, if you agree to this as a true and accurate record and the recommendations endorsed, then it becomes council resolution.
So that's a different way of doing it to the way we've done it before. And I get that that's so you don't have to provide a separate report to council for the recommendations. But that means the full committee of council isn't discussing, like council, the full council, isn't actually discussing and endorsing the minutes of the meeting. Those recommendations.
We can do that now.
That's what you're asking us to do now?
Yes.
That's a different way to do it. I understand now what you're getting at.
So what we're clearly trying to do is make sure that councillors are well aware of what came out of that finance meeting and that now that's what...
I'm aware based on the minutes, but that's not an awareness as if I was able to be there. And that will happen due to circumstances beyond everyone's control.
I'm not arguing why people were there or not. Clearly, I want people to be aware that that's what came out of the meeting. And if you sign off on the recommendation, then you'll be endorsing what was recommended by council.
I will just flag with you now that I don't agree that we should be doing point one, but I would absolutely endorse point two. So you can split them. Maybe we can have a vote on one and two.
Well, I think the problem then is, thank you, just a moment, please, Councillor. I think the problem you then have is that we either adopt what came out of that was recommended by the committee, or we don't. That's the frustration I have. I don't know how to deal with that. No, we don't have committees. So once we've got a mover, you can talk, please. Feel free. So we don't have to have a committee. That's the new way, Councillor Doran. Once I've got a mover...
You don't need to discuss it.
Absolutely discuss it. I'm not cutting it short. Councillor Burrows.
Wasn't part of the point of this so that we could, those that weren't there on the day, could now discuss it because that's the new process? Yep.
Absolutely.
Mr. Mayor, may I ask a question?
Yes, Councillor.
I wondered if you could help me understand the cost of point one of proceeding to request a quote, like how much work is involved and time for staff in moving to request this quote.
I'll ask the General Manager to reply to that.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, is the question how long will it take us to work through that quotation process, or if the engagement goes ahead, what sort of quantum do we think that engagement could be? So part one...
How much will it cost you to execute part one?
Yes. So we have put a budget bid in for up to $120,000. So we anticipate we should be able to get a solution under that budget threshold. That's our best estimate at this point in time. And we think it will take us about 3 months to go through that process, which is why we're looking for the approval now so that we're ready to go in July.
Okay. So that's the amount that we would be endorsing to be spent if we agree with and endorse point one?
Through the Chair, that would be the maximum. So obviously we are trying to get a better value outcome than that.
So let's be clear though, Council, till the 1st of July... Councillor Termy, Councillor Burrows, you're right there. So we're clear, until the budget's adopted, there's no funding there to do it. So the 1st of July, so that's it'll be part of the budget process. Councillor Crouch.
So given provision is being made for the $120,000, if we used that money instead to employ a gardener and address the issues around town, which is one of the main areas that I get comment from, that would suit me a bit more, and I think have a lot more community support than proceeding to get more details and spend more money on a special rate variation bid.
Councillor Burrows, you wanted to question?
I thought that Councillor Toomey's question was on the cost of preparing for the quote, not the amount that we would be willing to spend on the quote.
Well, not putting words in Councillor Toomey's note, but clearly staff have to put it together. We're not directly costing councillors staff time as such. That would be the consultant's cost to council or whoever puts the formal bid process together. Any other questions, councillors?
Can I ask you then, Mr. Mayor, if we could, how we can address it? Because my deep concern is I really want to support point two about Memoirs, but my struggle is with point one, and that we had, you know, I know we've come so far with our financials, but we had said when we adopted the last budget that we wanted really, well, within a month or two to start getting numbers back to really revisit some of the things that we wanted to wind back and refine over this year to have a better position for next year. And I know it was difficult for that to happen, and it didn't, and that's where we're at. But we really have an opportunity to move into the next year, and I guess I don't want to move into the next year with an assumption that we are going down any sort of SRV path. Even if it's just a provision, I get we're starting the, and I understand those timeframes are really difficult, but that's probably where I'm a little bit, I'm uncomfortable with that one for that reason, because I feel there is a lot more work we do need to do on our numbers. So that's why I wanted to ask you if there was any way we could treat this to, you know, is it possible to do a last minute mayoral minute and do them in two separate items as a report in that way? And then I would certainly endorse number two. I'm just struggling with number one.
We need to split the questions. The first question is whether the recommendation, whether the minutes are a true and accurate, correct record of the meeting, and they are, in my view. So then the second question is that some way of then saying, well, for those that weren't at the meeting, that they disagree with it. So I'm struggling, because the problem I have is that given that the Finance Advisory Committee meeting and the minutes, and I'm sure people agree that they are actually an accurate record of the minutes, I'm not sure how to then proceed, except, as I say, the longer-term process is that if it's not agreed to in the budget, then it doesn't happen. And as the General Manager probably pointed out before, all of these things have to be completed by November to go to IPART, but that doesn't mean we're going to or we're not going to, and it also doesn't mean that IPART will approve it or won't approve it, but we make the process difficult. So I guess the first question is, if somebody's prepared to move that the minutes that was at the meeting, prepared to move that the minutes are a true and correct record, and then we then debate what we do with the recommendation that was included.
So maybe if we amend that recommendation and stop it at the true and correct record for those present to then deal with that for you, and we could decide whether it's something we can debate those two here, or whether we need it to come as a committee report normally would come, just to the next council meeting, and that's fine. Like, that might be the way to deal with it.
Okay, I'm looking for somebody to move that the minutes were a true and accurate record and take out the rest of it. Just a sec, hold up, please, Councillor Burrows. And the second part is that council review items one, the proceed to the quote independent thing, a report to the next council meeting. And the second recommendation is that council invest in concept plans for the expansion of Memorial Garden. So put two as written. And then the second part is that was that the Finance Advisory Committee acknowledged the need, et cetera, on the water fund.
Mr. Mayor, given that there is actually a report in this agenda for part two of that recommendation about Mitmore Gardens, just to keep things really simple, and the other thing is just the other part is just a note, is the main issue is that council would like a bit more time to contemplate part one of motion, Finance Advisory Committee motion 02.03 of 23.
Yeah.
So I think as Ms. Westbrook has written up there probably covers that part. So if we just keep it as simple as possible, yeah, does that help?
You can type the rest. No, it wasn't.
I don't think a motion's
needed. It wasn't included as a motion. It was included as part of the overall recommendation. So it wasn't part of the because the other part was going to be funded from the restricted asset. So it was a separate debate. But, I mean, the problem is, like all these things, we have the committee meetings and then I don't know what to do. I'm sorry. Councillor Doran.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I wasn't at the Financial Advisory Committee meeting and I wasn't aware that this recommendation from that meeting was going to be presented in a way that we were to make a decision on it now. So I don't feel in a position that I could move forward with it. So I appreciate the tack that you're taking. I just wanted to explain my point of view on it, that I feel a bit caught unawares.
So for those that weren't at the meeting, how do we deal with these in the future? How do we have advisory committee meetings that then we send out the minutes of and then we put them on the full council meeting and then we still...
I just mean them. That it's come now.
Yeah, no, I understand, but I struggle to know how we deal with it as a council.
To be fair, well, we've always dealt with it by having those recommendations.
No, don't use always for this new council, please, Councillor Toomey. Tell me how we deal with it in future.
Well, even into this council, but in future, if you want to go that way, it should come as a report to council from the recommendations of a committee, or just recommendations of a committee to council, whether it's ARIC or the Finance Advisory or one of those capital works or whatever other ones you want to run. They're recommendations to the full council and they should be then fully reported based on that end discussion that that group has and the advice of that group. That should then come to council for full consideration.
So should we stop,
as a separate
we stop
recommendation.
The plant and works
no,
groups.
I just
and
said
we
those
stop
recommendations
the planning groups.
Should come.
Should we stop the finance group as well?
I never said so that at all, Mr. Mayor. I said those recommendations should come to council. The work of those committees are great, but they can only recommend to council, and that is what they should do.
What's in front of you is not a recommendation,
council. It is a recommend. It is. No, it was trying to be slipped through as a quick little endorsement, let's be honest.
I will not accept that we try to slip this through, Councillor Toomey. That's a step too far.
We've had problems in the past with this.
No, I will not accept that we've tried to slip this through by putting it in the...
It should just be a full
report.
That's
a step too far.
So can we go?
I need Wendy, can you put the rest of that item about the advisory committee acknowledgement of the water fund review, please? Councillor Bower.
Mr. Mayor, through you, I was at that meeting and I think the GM actually crossed a good line here where we can discuss the 120,000 up to maybe at another meeting, but we thought it was a good idea to proceed with a request to quote on something like this for more information. That's what it was all based upon. I'm not going to skip over that real quick, but going straight down to the Financial Advisory Committee acknowledging the need to have significant improvement to the water fund, I think it should be a 0.3 because I was in favour of that. That was something I put that as a 0.3 rather than just a statement. And I agree with Councillor Toomey, it's got to come before the council, there's no doubt about that. But we did approve it, the people that were at that meeting, I think it was unanimous, yes, and the only stumbling block here really is the 120,000. So does it need more discussion? Have we got time to discuss that point at another meeting?
Yeah, I'd say to that comment, and thank you, we'll put it in as item two when we move out. There are two issues out of that. Probably the bigger issue is around whether we highlight that we need we're thinking about a special rate variation. The $120,000 becomes part of the budget process. So we give debt another chance to debate that. The issue that is in front of us that causes concern is that whether we talk about the need or otherwise for a special rate variation. That seems to be the key debate. Councillor McMullen.
Mr. Mayor, the Finance Advisory Committee meeting met. It discussed these things and it made recommendations. Your original motion was whether or not we approve the minutes as they were presented to this council meeting. And therefore, I think that's the only motion that needs to be discussed at this point. The recommendations then are to be put to the whole council meeting for discussion as to whether or not they are prepared to endorse the recommendations of the Finance Committee meeting. So in my humble opinion, you just go back to your original motion that says these are the minutes, true and accurate record, full stop. Do we agree that's the case? Yes. As a consequence of that, these recommendations that were made by the Finance Committee meeting can be discussed in open council.
Councillor McMullen, you want to move that?
So moved.
Can I have a second? So we're taking out everything from there, from and on. There's a true and correct record. Everything else disappears, councillors.
Yes.
Yeah, but just at that part, yeah. So council, move Councillor Burrows, seconded Councillor McMullen. We're happy to move forward on that, councillors? Okay. All right, all those in favour? Aye. Thank you, councillors. Oh, sorry, Councillor Doran, you're opposed?
I wasn't there, so I kind of
feel okay.
Like I'm just going to vote.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was absent, so I can't vote.
Okay. I appreciate it.
I mean, I assume it's accurate, but I don't actually know.
Thank you. Councillors, item 14.1, waste awareness brochure. The recommendation that council endorsed the waste brochure, Let's Get Wise About Waste in Yarrella Shire, for use to create awareness on waste management within the Shire and offer its appreciation to the New South Wales Government, the funding partner, Peppers Australia, donor, and ZNet for their efforts. Can I have somebody move it before we go up to discussion? Councillor Toomey, move. Yeah. You wish to make comment, Councillor Toomey?
Yeah, I just wanted to get your advice through to you, Mr. Mayor, of the role of Northern Inland Regional Waste. They seem absent from this brochure and its content, and I would really like to know, A, what their input could be, should be, and is, and also like to understand some of the costs, particularly if we're already contributing to NIRW, what's the cost of this as well?
Yeah, the General Manager will take that question on notice. Thank you. Particularly both those issues about the role of the NRIW and what role they might play in this and what role they play in other items. So I think that's critical.
Thank you. Could I just make sure also that the cost of our membership or whatever it's called whatever that is, and I personally feel that we need to lay this on the table until we have that detail to know what we should be doing in this context. I don't like endorsing waste strategies that don't have Northern Inland Regional Waste in any way visible in the system, particularly when they developed our waste bins, they did all these other things with us. Why? I'm a bit confused and concerned about their absence. I think it looks great in essence, but I'd also like us to, depending on how much shelf life we want this brochure to have, I think that we also might need to sort of say, yeah, we want to review it in 6 months when we've looked at how we want to manage waste and whether we want to continue to allow soft plastics to be used in our Shire businesses, for example. So I would like to just see us put a caveat of maybe some time frame and a review date so that we can have some input into it, particularly with the budget cycle coming, and review some of those elements that I think some levers that we can pull ourselves as council to support perhaps some stronger waste messaging that would help our landfill footprint.
So the issue around the budget, Councillor Toomey, so I'm clear, isn't part of this discussion, but you're looking to, as part of the Northern Inland Regional Waste discussion. Is that how I read?
Yes, and a bit more. Like, I feel that we can actually take that step of talking about what we will accept at the landfill. For example, will we accept soft plastics anymore? What are we prepared to take? And that would then have to be reflected in a brochure that was going around our community. So I feel we should have a shelf life on this or an agreed review date that's pretty soon. And perhaps I just think maybe we need to wait until we have that bit of a detail about Northern Inland Regional Waste and maybe just to the next meeting, to have some of that data from that the general manager is providing as well. But then I think, so that's why I think we should lay it on the table. But I think we also should then take the view that we will have a bigger look at this and hence maybe a 6-month shelf life on this brochure for the minute, so that we can incorporate some of our thinking that will help our landfill footprint into the next cycle and next budget cycle as well.
So is an option that we endorse it now but put with a full review in 6 months to include the role of the NROW and the wider waste program?
I'm not just really convinced that we need NIRW, but I was trying to be diplomatic.
I'm just wondering
that,
if we can at least tick off with the New South Wales government the Peppers Australian ZNet to say, yeah, well, this is terrific, but we need to review it.
Okay, well, could we, yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably, I'm just trying to, maybe if we, I just want to come back to it in a month with the other data around NIRW.
Okay, well, that.
And also, even if it goes for 6 months, I still think we really need to, there's some things in here that I'd like to see us stop taking at the landfill. So if that messaging is out there, it may become out of date very quickly if we change our rules, which I'd like to see us do, so.
Okay, so you've given the issue, and I'm happy to have that, a second part to that that says something like, and that we seek further information on the role of the NRIW for the next meeting, but a wider discussion on the our waste strategy needs more than a couple of pages. We need the full detail, so, which is why we're currently doing that review at the landfill site, but whether we need to do it at the input site, again, is a much bigger discussion than what's in this. That's my only concern. So I guess I'm strongly of the view that we endorse this,
yep,
and that we seek more information on the role of NROW for the next meeting, and then we look at whether that whole wider question around plastics and access and what goes into our landfill.
Maybe I made an assumption. I might have missed, not read this, and I thought I did. Is this going to be printed?
As I understand it.
Yeah, because I guess I'm just saying, don't print too many. Like, let's just have a short, like, the overall brochure shelf life for the first run while we're reviewing those broader issues.
Yeah, I'm a bit reluctant to tell ZNet and PEP, the government, the funding partners, what they should be doing, given
that... Well, it's our landfill.
Yes, but it's got my name.
Yeah, no way. It's actually definitely our call. Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got the second part, Councillor McMullen.
I'd like to second it the way it is presented at the present moment, and I share Councillor Toomey's concerns with respect to Northern Inland Regional Waste. I did a fair bit of research on their website and all the other links that go with it. And I really cannot find, apart from a photograph that's of green bins, which I cannot locate anywhere in Yarralla, that it says green bins in Yarralla collecting waste, what input they have had to our organisational structure with respect to waste at all. Now, this particular motion is simply asking us to endorse ZNet's efforts to educate the local populace as our current waste facilities are structured. Sure, we do need to relook at our current waste facility structure and what it can and cannot accept, but this is not part of this motion. We are simply asking to endorse the brochure as presented to us by ZNet, who are going to pay for its printing, and the New South Wales Government, which is another funding partner, and Peppers Australia. So in commending those organisations for at least trying to educate the people for what we have at present, future is a different discussion at this point in time. So I'd like to second the motion.
Councillor Doran.
Thank you. I've just got a really small typo. So in the middle of the first point, it's the word offer, I don't think needs a capital letter. And maybe we could drop the comma after the and too. It just could go and comma if and offer its appreciation to. Yeah, that's probably better. Thank you. It just was a bit clunky.
Councillors, any other questions?
Sorry, so there are a lot of things in their brochure, and there's nothing wrong with the content for right now, but there are a lot of things in there that are, we're looking into this, looking at that, and they're things we are looking at. That's why I'm just concerned that we don't print so many that it becomes a problem when they're still around and we've changed things. That's all I'm trying to get at, that we're just realistic about the fact that this is a very, very much a moving space, and this council has a lot of work to do in that space so that we can manage our footprint, our landfill footprint. That's all I'm concerned about, that it doesn't become something that they realise that this is a moving space. And, in 6 months,
we may need them all to go. I'm happy to have that discussion with ZNET, but as I say, I think...
There's nothing wrong with what's here. I'm not complaining about what's here at all.
No.
But I am concerned about the shelf life of it, that's all.
Thank you. Okay, we've got a motion moved. Councillor McMullen, Councillor Toomey moved. Councillor McMullen seconded. You're happy with what's up there now, Councillor Toomey? Please, before we look for the vote. Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you. Yes. So just 2 seconds. Thank you. Item 14.2, the removal of playground equipment beside Grace Munro Centre in Bundarra. I've got somebody that's happy to move that. Councillor Crouch, seconder. Councillor Bower. Is there any discussions, councillors? Thanks for that research, staff. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. 14.3, the status of groundwater drilling, March 2023. Councillors, you have an either or recommendation. There's obviously a couple of questions there. So if I can have somebody move the... we'll just go into discussion first, councillors, before I decide who's somebody to move it, please. Questions, councillors? Councillor McMullen.
I note that there are two alternatives, one to cease forthwith, and the other to proceed. If we were, my question to sort of twofold, if we were to cease forthwith, what would be the implications to any future grant opportunities should we choose to seek to raise the wall or desilt the current dam or even relocate or rebuild another dam? Given your experience, Mr. Mayor, with the bureaucracy of certain places, they can be fairly single-minded in terms of their interpretation. We were given the money to proceed with this groundwater investigation, and everybody knows of my malcontent with respect to its efficiency and the problems that have been associated with it. My concern is, however, that if we cease now, are we giving the grant authorities the opportunity to reject any future grant application that we have? That's the first part. Secondly, if we did proceed, how much extra would it cost us? If it was not to proceed, how much money would we save and where would we use it, and or would we have to give it back?
I will attempt to answer the first question. I've got no idea, but you're right. You may well be right. The second question I'll ask the General Manager to answer, please, about the costs if we do proceed with the last two bores and any truthing of the two that we've already done. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, I don't think we have the cost figure at our fingertips unless the Executive Manager, Civil Infrastructure, knows. No. However, my understanding is it is to come out of the government's money, not our money. In terms of, if I could have a short response to the first question, the reason there's an or here is the funding partner has said to us we can go either way, and I've double-checked on that with the staff. So it really isn't... either way for council. Regardless, we need to get this wrapped up so that we can move on to other water surety options. we're not 100% sure why the funding partner insisted on going down this pathway strictly first rather than just doing a more all-encompassing. I think the considerations council have got is the funding partner's prepared to pay for these final two. If it remains that it's 2 out of 11 instead of 2 out of 9, it further shores up that we really need to get on with looking at other options. But 2 out of 7 is already a pretty clear picture that there's not a lot of groundwater out there to be had. So one way or another, I honestly think it probably doesn't matter too much which of these two options you need. You just need to choose one so that we can, one way or another, get this wrapped up. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, we have got the driller booked for a couple of weeks' time, so we do need to let them know tomorrow which way it is. Yep.
Councillor Durham.
So if we were to not proceed with the final two drills, so does that mean that we'll save money and that money can be reallocated? I know I'm following on from Councillor McMullen, but I just want to cut to the chase. So I'm just wondering, yeah, if you can answer that. So if we don't proceed, have we then got that money that we can then reallocate to something else?
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, theoretically, yes, but this is not, because we are not the owners of the water, this is very much a government ownership matter. We are in their hands. So I don't think that the money monetary factor is a big factor here. I think it's more whether or not... look, and I'm sorry we didn't give a clear, just one recommendation, but it really is one of those genuine, either way forward is acceptable. What is your preference? And as I said, if it turns out that we still don't find water in those last two, we've got a clear 2 out of 11 isn't a lot of surety. Equally, the whole point of this process is one avenue of making sure we are more drought resilient, and if it is 4, that is actually good news as well for the community. So like bore water or not, it is part of the mix that the Water Authority wants to know about and wants to can be considered. So I guess if you're asking for my opinion on balance, which way to go, I would get the last two done. The drilling's booked. It is funded by the Water Authority. We are in their hands with this. Either way, in May, you have a report.
Councillor Crouch.
As reluctant as I've been to proceed down this course to start with, and my initial reaction was to go with the recommendation one there, but I am thinking more and more there is value in completing the last two holes, finishing what we set out and what was approved by the Department of Water to do, and then moving on from there.
Councillor Burrows.
As the drillers need to come back, their contract would probably be more expensive now because we're going to have to pay them to come back again. I know that they've got a... Don't we have to pay them more travel and things like that? Because they're not close.
No, and I think we go back to the fundamental issue. We were offered $1.5 million to do water security for Yooralla Township. The advice from the local member was that monies that we don't spend on this process we could put to something else. However, on balance, I accept what Councillor Crouch has pointed out, that we're best to complete it and then we say we've done the tests, and let's then actively proceed to work out what we're then going to do in our water security, because that'll be a whole new discussion about dam wall raising, desilting. Far be it for me to suggest connecting to Armidale's supply. But anyway, those two are issues. Thank you. Councillor Burrows.
And one more thing. I'm presuming that seeing as we've contracted them to do it, we have to pay them either way now. So we would be able to get more money. We would be able to get that money back to look at other ways of doing it. And then we've still got two, you know, it's only 2 out of 11 that are not done.
Mr. Mayor, my understanding is they are booked, but we can call, they know that we're waiting on this decision at council and that we may call them tomorrow to cancel or to confirm. That we will call them tomorrow one way or another.
Councillor Bowers. Councillor. You might, Councillor Doran, you might be able to use Councillor O'Connor's.
I won't say too much.
Okay.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, if this was private enterprise, you'd knock it on the head now. But this is completely different. This is government funded, and I have to reluctantly endorse what Councillor Crouch said, because if we're going to move forward, this is going to fail. We know that. Because, you know, you're on the tops here and the aquifers are just not going to support what they really want. So I suggest, and I will back finishing this project, two more drills, ta-da, goodbye. We move on, we start thinking about where we're going to go next step, because we're going to need more funding. And if politically they come back and say, well, you didn't exhaust our last little bit of money that we told you to do, and you cut out early and all this, I don't think we'd have a leg to stand on. I really don't. And going back to Councillor Crouch, he does have a history with water, so it was a pretty good recommendation. Thank you.
What the? What was that? Okay, sorry. Yeah, Councillor Doran.
Sorry, that's just... I hear what the sentiment in the room of what people are saying about finishing off the project. I feel for me it just sits as a poor use of government money. Personally, I'm a Moree girl from the Artesian Basin. That's where you're going to get water. You're just not going to get it up here, and I think we all know we're not going to get it. So I just feel it's an irresponsible use of funding. But I'm probably going to vote against it, but that's just my personal view on this situation.
You don't need to apologise for coming for Moree. So, councillors, any other comments, or I'll look to put the motion moved by Councillor Crouch, which is the second item, note the report and proceed with the drilling investigation of the final two sites and receive a groundwater phase two investigation report at the ordinary meeting in May. No, move Councillor Crouch, seconded, sorry, Councillor Bower. All those in favour? Those against? Noted, thank you. Councillors, 14.4, that the recommendation of Council note the New South Wales Government Recovery Grants Program report. There were some serious concerns around, that's not what I'm, yeah, okay, around one, whether this program will proceed. And you'll notice on the next cloud that there was... I'm just going to wait till we get the right recommendation in front of us, please. That the staff were given really clear advice that they needed to get something into them, and it was be completely flexible provided they got something in there. So when you go through it, you'll notice that they have abided by that. It's very flexible. And if we're successful in the money actually being... I'm trying to think of the right word, agreed to by the new government, then we need to go back and review that whole document. So it's there. I'm extremely reluctant to make it a public document, given that I don't want the community to get excited or get anticipate something that is may well not occur. So that's hence why that's been dealt with this way. So at this stage, I'm just looking for that we noted. And as I say, if we get some confirmation that it's going to proceed, because remembering that this was from the Minister of Local Government only a month ago. So, Councillor Doran.
So we don't actually have a report as such. I'm just wondering if we can expand the recommendation to say note that there will be a report, or that.
Yep. So
it's,
I think,
not actually a report, because we can't note something that isn't there.
We've got a report about how the process came, so bottom page of page 60 is the report. The issue is that we await confirmation that the funding, that might be might a recovery grants report, and we await confirmation of the funding prior to reassessing the applications. If that, there you go. Yeah.
A more fulsome
okay.
view for our community of what yeah. is there. Because
councillors, any other comments? Yeah. Councillor Burrows?
I think with a recent change in political status across the state as well, it may change dramatically.
Mm, that's what
I've
got.
Yeah.
We haven't got the money in the bank. I think that's really clear. Yeah. Any other councillors want to make comment before I look for somebody to move it? Yeah, thanks.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. Can I just clarify? So you said, I read that council note, the receipt of $6 million. So we haven't received $6
million. That's in the next report.
Yeah, sorry, we got... Oh,
I beg your pardon. Okay.
Yeah, that's that mix of 14.4 and 14.5, Councillor
Oh,
Tim.
Sorry. Okay.
So what's on the boards of... Yeah. And we've all been there. Okay.
How's that, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, if we can just make capital and I'm good. Who said that? Sorry. Okay, councillors, I'm looking for somebody to move that recommendation. Councillor Doran, seconded. Councillor Petroff, all in favour? Thank you, councillors.
I took those extra words straight out of the report.
Councillors, while we're just waiting on that, there are a number of issues that the General Manager and I will need to forward letters off to the various new ministers in relation to a number of the funding areas, that just to seek confirmation that they're still going to occur where we don't have the cash in the bank. You'll also notice, councillors, that there's a discussion forwarded from Paul Gallagher, who was... sat in Clint's seat there a couple of months ago, regarding the 15,000 kilometres of regional roads that was going to be added onto the state roads list. I think it's interesting to watch the politics around that space. So again, we'll get more advice. So councillors, 14.5, the asset management plans implementation progress. And I appreciate councillors providing this information just to see where we are up to with all of the various fundings and whether we actually have money in the bank or how that goes. So, councillors, if I can have somebody move the recommendation, then we can have discussions about it. Councillor Burrows, moved. Okay, open for discussion, councillors. Yep, sorry, Councillor Petra.
If I can just raise just a typo, but I think it's an important typo, at the bottom of page 64 in paragraph 2 or item 2, that Invergowrie should be one word, not two words.
I think there was also a spelling mistake just above it as well. Picnic tables and chair toilet facilities, it possibly needs to move around to be English. But very minor.
Councillor, is there any specific questions from that report? So I have a report moved by Councillor Burrows, seconded by Councillor Crouch. You happy with that? All those in favour? Thank you. Item 14.6, Works Progress Report, March 2023. The recommendation of Council note the Works Progress Report as of the 28th of February 2023. Is somebody prepared to move that report? Yeah, well, just if I can get to move it first. Councillor Termy, your question, please.
It was on top of page 71. And I'm trying to remember what I saw when I wrote this note. It was about unfunded roads. And I wondered if someone could just elaborate on that. Page 71, I'm trying to be on. Oh, I'm on the wrong page. That's not helping. Yarrawal Asphalt Overlay, unfunded. There were two lines. Thank you. Page 71. If someone could elaborate for us, please.
So, General Manager is Acting Director in a position to answer that. Thanks.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. I think they were in the budgets, but as yet they haven't been funded, so there hasn't been any grant money available for them as yet. So they're in the budgets, but not funded as yet.
So we're clear, General Manager. If we're looking for them to be under the roads recovery program, will we advise when that funding's available? Is that the process for those two jobs?
Mr. Mayor, yes. I think part of the challenge this particular year has ended up being all of the moving around that we've had to do, which is a good thing in terms of all the extra funding we've got. So I'll just say at the time of reporting, the staff weren't quite ready to confirm how they were reallocating the dollars. So in the mix of everything, we're actually going to do quite well this year, and we're just trying to keep on top of all of these moving buckets. In total, there's more money, and our staff have been doing a lot of extra hours to try and get all the works done, and we're trying to get a hold of contractors where we can, but they're short as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And if I can just say, I really do appreciate, I can see, everyone can see how much work's going into roads, and it is enormously appreciated. It's, yeah, so thank you. And that's, I'm very happy to move the report. I just wanted to understand those two.
Thank you. Councillor McMullen, a question?
A very quick question. Asphalt overlay, is it possible, and I'm just demonstrating my ignorance here, is it possible to have a discussion regarding the cost benefits of asphalt versus hot mix? I understand one is far, far cheaper than the other and more effective in our current environment.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor McMullen. The issue probably, it goes to whether it corrects the current shape of the road. So if I was talking about road, for instance, up over the railway line, then I would say that asphalt's an option. But that, yeah, is part of the discussion. So what I'd hope is when we look to seek that money, that we get that advice on why it would be better to asphalt it rather than reseal. So there's, sorry, General Manager.
Mr. Mayor, just to add to what you've said, this question was raised a few months ago and the Manager of Civil Works gave a presentation, but perhaps Councillor McMullen might have missed that at that time. So I will track that presentation down and get that to you. So we certainly, other councillors have asked similar questions, and our Manager of Civil Works came and gave quite a good briefing and the pros and cons, if some others are nodding, remembering that presentation. So I'll track that down for you.
Thank you. I'm looking for a seconder. Councillor Crouch. Move Councillor Toomey, seconder Councillor Crouch. The Council note the Works Progress Report as of the 28th of February 2023. All those in favour? Unanimous. Thank you. Item 14.7, Central Northern Regional Library Minutes of the Annual General and Ordinary Meeting the 16th of November. Councillors, you'll note that following this, the item for C has been included the actual contribution from our last report. So somebody prepared to move that? Councillor Petroff. Any discussion before I look for a seconder? Councillor McMullen.
Yes, I noticed, and I noticed, it's as simple as that, I noticed our manager, or Christine Valencius, introduced our new librarian at that meeting. And I just want to know why we're advertising for a new part-time position in our current website.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, unfortunately, due to personal decisions, our librarian has departed.
Oh. Right. Thank you. There's another one. Also, I noticed that there's an emphasis on resources for STEM, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, something in which I have a very deep interest. Am I able to ask when it may be possible for Yorala Shire residents to access those STEM resources, and whether or not I might even have some sort of input as to their content? And the reason I say that is that the person that is working with them, and I don't know them at all, is a literacy consultant. And I'd just like to have a look at the resources they're putting together and cast my eye over them with a little bit of an expert view.
through the Chair, Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for that. I can certainly follow up for you and get you some more detail. We'll send out to everyone.
Through the General Manager, to the Director. The other question that I have coming out of all of this is what the current arrangements are in Mundara around timing, around staffing. So if in the near future, if we could have some further advice on that, please. Thank you. We now have a recommendation moved by Councillor Petra. Sorry.
Could I just suggest that where that insertion is, it needs tidying up a little, as in the budget for or something like that in there. In the for doesn't make sense.
You're happy to second it now, Councillor Cash? I put the motion. All those in favour? All right, thank you very much. Councillors, item 14.8, you'll notice that part of the recommendation includes an attachment one, which should be listed as in committee. The reason it's in committee is that the discussion around if we wished as a council to seek other input, then we would not identify the actual costs. If we're happy to proceed with these people, then we can put the costs in the recommendation. So I need some guidance. Councillor Crouch.
I'm happy to move that motion.
Okay. So, councillors, if you read the motion, it includes the price of the consultant. Have I got any discussion, or have I got a seconder for that? And I'll put the recommendation. Councillor Toomey, you're happy to second that? I'll put the recommendation, councillors, that Council approved the allocation of $12,000 for investment in the master plan for the stage expansion of McMoore Gardens from the Strategic Development Restricted Asset and engage Coverite Projects to prepare the master plan in accordance with their proposal as attached in confidential report to Council. So has that report now become open, Council? Or is this still closed?
No, Mr. Mayor, that attachment will... is provided under separate cover and will remain so because that's sort of their commercial incompetence.
All right, so if you just add the words
confidential.
Yeah. Thank you. Obviously, I see this as a really positive step forward for Council. So I'll put the motion move. Councillor Crouch seconded. Councillor Toomey. All those in favour? Thank you. Thank you. Item 14.9, complaints, the 1st of July 2022 to the 31st of December 2022. The recommendation of the report relating to complaints from the 1st of July 2022 to the 31st of December 2022 be received. Have I got somebody prepared to move it prior to the discussion? Councillor Crouch will move it. Discussion, councillors? Councillor Toomey, question?
Can I just ask for clarification? So are we saying that there was only one complaint in that six-month period?
Mr. Mayor, yes, one of the tier two or three complaints, that's correct. So that is a little bit down on previous periods, which is a good indicator. In this next period, it is going up a little bit already, but not excessively. And obviously, in the bigger picture, we are still really looking forward to working towards this being about the bigger picture in terms of custom requests and how quickly you resolve requests and all of those things. So once we get the IT upgrade, I've already mentioned to our new manager, Governance and Service Centre, that this is an ambition to have better data that we can use for our continuous improvement journey. So looking forward to getting to that point. But at the moment, we're still just dealing, as we have been all along, with the more serious matters in this report.
So perhaps just to kind of get something that I see these reports as real opportunities for us as a council to improve. So I don't mind if there's 10 or 20 or it doesn't, I don't see that as a bad thing. I see it as good that we're listening and we've heard, you know, what's going on and what we need to change or, you know, maybe shift a bit to the left or whatever we've got to do. So I guess maybe what I'm hearing there is that a lot of complaints at tier one that you are receiving, they don't appear here, but you are still learning from those that complaint feedback, because there's certainly more than one that I've become aware of in writing, made to council, and it's not on that topic. So I'm just presuming, though, that they're at that tier one, as you've just said there, and that's why they're not here, but we are still responding to and learning from those comments and observations.
Through the chair, yes, absolutely. Because and also making sure that our customers that do put that type of feedback in feel appreciated for putting that feedback in, and that because it really does help us. Like, we don't know what we don't know or what's going wrong unless people are willing to share that with us. So, yes.
Thank you. I really appreciate that explanation, and I really appreciate that approach. Thank you.
Councillors, any other comment, or I'm looking for a seconder? Councillor McMullen, happy to second it, or you want to make
I'd comment? Like to second it and ask a simple question. I notice here that we have an emphasis on improving our practices. Without going into the confidentiality involved, are we able to know how our practices have improved? Question mark.
Through the chair, this particular one, the staff had attempted to get the response correct. It's GIPA things we don't do a lot of, and they can be tricky. So it was more of an education learning thing that we thought we correctly assessed it and respond. The commission came back and said, you've done okay, but you didn't quite get it right in this portion. So we, of course, corrected that. So it's an experience thing. So there's no shortcut to experience with some of these things. And also, I guess, our scale and capacity, some councils will have many more higher trained GIPA staff. So I think I'll probably answer that without breaching confidence.
So I will second the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Councillors moved, Councillor Crouch seconded, Councillor McMullen, that the report relating to complaints from the 1st of July 2022 to the 31st of December 2022 be received. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Unanimous. Councillor Doran, do you want us to turn the fan off?
Thank you.
Okay. Councillors, item 14.10, the monthly finance report for February 2023. The recommendation the council received the monthly finance report for February 2023. Can I have somebody move that, please?
Yes.
Councillor Bower. Is there any questions, councillors? Otherwise, I'll look for a seconder. A seconder, please. Councillor Burrows, all those in favour? I feel like that without Councillor O'Connor, it may have sat there for a while. In the absence of Mushtaq, though, I can't indicate how pleased I am that we're now getting these monthly reports. That's reality. Thank you. Councillors, item 14.11, cash investments is the 28th of February 2023. The recommendation that Council note the cash position of the 28th of February 2023, consisting of cash and overnight funds of $3,778,780.30, term deposits of $18,250, and totaling $22,728,780, readily convertible, must be coffee time. And the balance of cash and investment as the 28th of February 2023 is $22,028,780. Of this, $17,737,874 attributable external restrictions, $3,166,926 internal restrictions, and an estimated, and I use the word estimated, unrestricted cash as of February 2023 of $1,123,980. I'm looking for somebody to move that motion. Councillor Burrows, second. Councillor, is some, any questions before I look? Councillor,
we had probably dropped the 30 cents. Like, I don't know, it just seems like an odd in this whole range.
I'm not prepared to do that in the absence of Councillor O'Connor, because he'll come back to us, you know. Yeah, no, we do need to print that. That's unfortunate. Yeah, no, it's a legislative requirement. We show exactly what we've done to. Yeah, anyway. Councillor McMullen, you had a question? Or
it's a question and a comment. I note that most of our term deposits, 12 months, 11 months, etc., 10 months, but the most recent ones have been 5 months and 9 months, and then a 12-month one at 1.6%, one coming up at 0.85%. In our current climate of very volatile interest rates, is it worthy of us considering not going out on a 12-month limb, but having a shorter branch and making them 6 months, perhaps, enabling us to better respond to the interest market?
Yeah, again, I'll put words into Councillor O'Connor's mouth. This is there is a very detailed advice for the staff to seek the best funding available, and I'm reluctant to involve ourselves in that process, but I think they'll take those thoughts on notice, and they're clearly working their way through it, so thank you. So move, Councillor Burrows, seconded Councillor Doran. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Loans, 1412 loans as of the 28th of February 2023. The council note the loan position as the 28th of February 2023, totaling $1,578,876.35. Looking for somebody to move the motion, councillor. Councillor Burrows, seconded Councillor Petroff. All those in favour? All right, thank you. 1413, Register of Resolutions Action Status as of the 22nd of March 2023. I'll look for somebody to move it, and then I'll look for people to ask the question. So somebody prepared to move it so we can discuss it. Councillor Burrows, thank you. We're open to questions, councillors. Councillor Burrows. If we can have a page number as well, that'd be really helpful. Thank you.
You may have a page number. Page 96. Sorry, I'm just opening it so I can see it properly. In both of those points on page 96, they've been a long time uncompleted. Could we have a reason for that? Like, that council solicitor's been on a slow boat to nowhere, basically.
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, I couldn't agree more. Over the last several months, the Manager of Development Planning has been reporting to me, and we have been chasing them every month. If you go back over the last few months, you'll see some slight tweaking to wording. We've had particularly the first one, we have made good progress there. So I'm hopeful we will close out number one soon. Number two, and this is just a staffing time matter. We are looking at actually revisiting whether or not, if that can't be resolved, bringing a report back to get direction from council as to whether or not we close that one out in another manner.
Thank you, Councillor Burrows. You have more questions?
I do indeed. On the next page, 97, I've got a question about the waste transfer station, not point two. What is happening there as well? That's been going on for quite some time and nothing seems to have happened.
Mr. Mayor, through the chair, behind the scenes, there is some work going on in both in those various matters that are marked A, but not enough to, you know, whether they should have moved that to B or not, I'm not sure. But I also asked that question a week or two ago and discussed with the interim director that I'd like a report to the next council meeting to update us on where exactly we're up to and give us a new resolution of council so we can. I'm really trying to close out all these old. This old listing, so we get everything in our new system, and also noting that we are now working on that waste strategy. So what elements, you know, can we word in a way that, yep, they're on track, they're going to happen, do we still need an open resolution, and which things, yeah, we'll get an updated report so we can try to close these things on the old register out.
Through the Mayor, thank you.
Councillor Petrov.
Through the Mayor, just on that same thing, Kate, also point two, which is...
General Manager, please.
Sorry. Point two...
97.
Yeah, same page, yep. It's design and construct a waste transfer station, design contract awarded and nearing completion. Again, that's been ongoing for quite a while. Could we have an update on that as well, seeing what's happening? Yep.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, the intent would be on this whole resolution.
Councillor Doran.
Just while we're on this point too, not too necessarily as well, I'd like to just ask if we can get an update on the transfer, the Yarralla transfer station being opened on a Friday again. Are we any closer to that occurring? Yeah, it seems to be ongoing. I think at the time that we agreed to close it on the Friday was a short-term resourcing situation, and it seems to now still be in that state.
Mr. Mayor, thank you for the question. And I've also just recalled one of the reasons that this motion, we'll answer Councillor Doran's question, but this motion has been open for such a while as well, is that the Bundarra Waste Facility, we were trying to make sure we optimise what we've got there before closing, so that's one of the reasons it's stayed on there longer than originally anticipated, i.e. we've been able to open up some more cells. I think we just understood that the boundary wasn't where the fence is, as often the case, and so on. So to the Yarralla Waste Transfer Station and landfill, that was actually an operational decision in terms of staffing. We are still struggling for staff. We are looking at one of the processes is looking at the salary structure to make sure that we're on competitive in that sense. But at this point in time, we don't have the resourcing for the Fridays. Not council resourcing, as in I don't physically have the capacity with the individuals I've got to be open.
So do we need more staff, though?
Mr. the Mayor, through the Chair, yes, we're trying to get more staff. So one of the, without getting into the details too much in this forum, one of the challenges might be whether or not we're paying enough.
So does that need to come before Council so that we can approve more money so that we can get this into
the Mr. Mayor, it's not a simple matter. I'm working on it.
Any other questions, councillors? Councillor McMullen.
I note that we still have the National Australia Bank as our main account administrator.
Sorry, what page are we on, Councillor?
Well, there's a couple.
Don't throw things, Councillor.
Slip, Mr. Mayor, slip. There's one reference which is, and the hard part is, and can I make an overall comment? Can these be presented numerically or date sequentially? We go 14.1, 15.2, 16.11, and then back to 8.2 and so on.
Yeah, just so we're clear, they're on date order. So the individual numbers, the 14.3s and the like, that's actually from that council meeting. So the dates are numerical,
Yes.
But when you're looking at the next number, that's from that actual council meeting of that date.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm still trying to shoot my way through because I'd made a comment on it previously when I noticed that we had the NAB as our main account administrator, and I'm trying to find the motion that was moved, which said that we would be looking into it, and I note the latest comment was that data collection is proceeding. Could I just ask for my information, if nobody else's, what data collection is proceeding means?
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, Executive Director.
Thank you. GM, through the Chair, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for your question. Yes, there is looking into what options we do have in terms of our banking services, getting advice from other experts. And this has been delayed a little with the work that we've additional work that we've had to do in finance, but it is still on our radar for us to be continuing with and have a report back.
Yes, I think that the staff, the Councillor McMullen set about making sure that we had a resolution that didn't mean we needed to go to tender, so we're hoping that this process would be a much more simplified one than we will find. Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Toomey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just had two questions. I'll start with the one at the end of the page first, if that's right. Page 116. Resolution 07.02/23, it's in relation to UTEC and Pioneer Park. I note in the earlier report in this paper that we have, and it's repeated, it's not repeated here, it was I'm not remembering which report I saw this in, but in an earlier report in this paper, that Pioneer Park had the contract awarded for 364 to Wallace Constructions. We authorised the general manager up to 464. And in the February Bundara meeting, ordinary meeting held at Bundara, the Public Spaces Legacy Fund for Pioneer Park had an allocation of $580,000 against it. So I take issue with the statement that there is no unallocated funding that we could put towards the support of UTEC members and Rural Arts developing a simple plan for Stage 2 so they can pitch for their own grant funding for the development and to get that Stage 2 underway. We run a very grave risk here of having a whole lot of concrete and no one willing to do anything with it. I cannot understand how we come to a statement of no unallocated funding or nothing in reserve. We've got the statement that no one can find commercially available ferro cement structures. Fine, so that's no longer in the budget either. We have the allocation of $20,000 for the etching. So we've still got 80K left, even if you just go up to the 464 that we'd already authorised the general manager to spend. We have, if you go crazy, at $2 plants at Kentucky Nursery, $20,000 apparently allocated for plantings. So I'm trying to work out how we could possibly not still have some money in reasonable number out of the 580 that was originally, that is currently there and that we've always told to change that. That's the money that's for Pioneer Park. That would be a change of the funding deed with the partner. But we've at least got the 464. So I cannot agree with that statement. I'm really concerned about that because it just knocks on the head genuine community interest and support in getting that park finished. They really are only asking us for support to develop the plan, so they have a plan to take to talk to potential philanthropists and partners and sponsors or whoever they want to talk to. It's not like they're asking for the money to do the work, just to develop a good cohesive plan to pitch for the funding. So I also don't agree the money's not there. So I'd really appreciate, Mr. Mayor, if someone could review urgently what's happening there. And if it's not there, I would really like a line-by-line description of why it's not there. But I'd like us to revisit that statement, please. So it's not so much a question as a could we please...
Okay, so I think the issue is out of that we need the manager of planning and development to give us a full breakdown of where that fund's up to for the next meeting, because some of those figures we need to clarify. So thank you, General Manager.
Thank you. My only other question...
Sorry,
Councillor. My only other one, is on page 106, and I was just asking for an update, and I'll just scroll up to... so it's about the Heritage Advisor Service, Resolution 34.11/22, and I really appreciated having one a meeting already with the Acting Director of Infrastructure, who's not here, so I'm sorry, wrong, just to make sure I'm identifying correctly, and the Manager of Planning. And I just wondered if I could get an update on where that was up to and where, you know, the next conversation needed to be held and that sort of thing. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, through the Chair, the next step is to prepare the actual advert and so on. So we'll talk further with yourself as Council's delegate on this particular matter, and we're just not having enough hours in the week at the minute, but it is important and we're keeping it on the list and it hasn't dropped off. So funding came through in the meantime.
Councillor Burrows.
You have a question?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I have some questions on the action resolution, please, through the Chair. Regarding, there's a couple with the councillor's lead on them. And we could just look to deal with that for the next meeting, but what I'm trying to do, and sometimes as we... Well, no, things change as we progress along the journey of trying to implement resolutions. So the housing ones, which is page 101, yes, and the biodiversity officer, these are challenging things that we've set ourselves, the biodiversity one. And at the top of that page, the rural skills forum, and whether or not there's a demand for country university. I'm not sure there is a pressing time frame on any of these things, but whilst I'm pushing all the staff to keep working on all these things, I just thought I'd ask the question, I'm not a councillor, so I don't get the right to ask a question, but perhaps we could work towards the next meeting as to whether or not we still need these, whether you might have already satisfied yourself that, in fact, we've looked at the question and there's no need to do any more at this time.
I'm going to let Councillor Crouch answer that first. Councillor Burrows.
Yes, being the councillor concerned, I should respond. in terms of... Where are we? Yeah, I'm on page 101. It's a matter of getting it large enough to read it. In terms of the skill shortages, it's right there. We perhaps need to talk about that at a workshop a little. I don't really see the need to progress that one at the moment, but other councillors may have a different idea. In terms of the 04-08-22, in terms of conducting a public forum, I do still see the need for that, and I think it would be beneficial to our community and some various groups within it to have the opportunity to have their say. The inquiries I've done so far, most of the public housing is managed through Homes North. And despite there being several outlets to our community where people can access it, they all get referred to Homes North pretty well. But I think there's benefit in councillors having a better understanding of that space. So I have given an undertaking to have a report ready for the next council meeting.
I just wonder, Councillor Crouch, whether it's worth us, as a council, inviting somebody from Homes North to address council on if there's a way forward for us.
That was where I was heading.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
That's all right. I have tried a couple of times without success to talk to, I don't know, it's the CEO or the manager or whatever there. I'll keep trying.
Councillor Burrows.
I entirely agree with Councillor Crouch. I also think it's a poor time to be lobbying anything.
as I said, there are a few letters we have to write and we'll see how we go. Councillors, any other questions? I'm looking for somebody to move the recommendation. The council note the resolution action plan. Sorry, I hope I can't move it, do I? Councillor Burrows, Councillor Burrows, seconded, please. Councillor Petrov, all those in favour? All right, thank you. Councillors, I have a quandary. Originally, we were going to wait at 7 o'clock, but I noticed the food's come. So do we wish...
No, it's not ready yet.
Oh, it's not ready yet. Okay. Councillors, I'm now looking for us to move into the confidential session. Well, let's have a five-minute break and then come back and do the confidential items. Thank you, Rev. Moved, Councillor Bauer, seconded, Councillor Dorr, all those in favour? Yeah, thank you. He was just going to go. Okay, moved, Councillor Crouch, seconded, Councillor McMullen, and whatever we say. Moved that. Thank you. We're good?
Not quite, thank you.
All those in favour?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Dinner served. Thank you very much. You're still looking for... I'm just waiting for that. I appreciate. Just while we're waiting for that, councillors, you might like to.
Mr. Mayor, with the leave of the meeting, we will get the wording, the procedure wording of this correct tomorrow, please.
This is for the closing of the meeting.
They're getting the open session and that the motions of the close become the motion. We just want to make sure we use the consistent wording that we always use, and I don't have it at our fingertips.
Thank you. So we're allowed to go now?
Mr. Mayor, I think we might just need you to read the two motions into the audio, please.
Yes.
Or you could ask the mover of each of those two motions to read them in.
No, we've got copies of them.
If you could firstly just read this one.
Okay.
And then the other.
Council, the move, Councillor Crouch, seconded, Councillor McMullen, the council move return to open session. The council return to open session and that the motions of closed session become motions of open session. All those in favour? Thank you. Oh, unanimous. And no, those two resolutions will be printed as
yes, you can say that.
Yes, as printed. Thank you. And thanks for that, taking that bit about the New England Solar Route. We'll come back to council with more reports.
And we have to close the meeting at 6:30.
6:30.